This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurates Papua Development Committee head. Indonesia-Netherlands strengthen economic and technology partnership. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated Felix Fernando Wanggai as chair of the Executive Committee for the acceleration of Papua Special Autonomy Development at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his address, President Prabowo instructed the committee to manage strategic agendas for Papua's development. Anissa Audrita has the full report.
Felix Fernando Wanggai, the newly appointed chairman of the Executive Committee for the Acceleration of Papua's Special Autonomy Development, reaffirmed President Prabowo's strong commitment to directly and integratively managing development in Papua. He stated that the committee will take strategic acceleration measures to oversee the 8 major agendas under the government Aslacita program in line with the president's directives.
First, we would like to emphasize that the President has shown a strong commitment to directly handle and manage Papua. Managing Papua certainly requires a comprehensive and integrated agenda. The President wants the Executive Committee to oversee matters that are indeed strategic agendas in Papua.
Yang terintegrasi, perhatian dari Bapak Presiden ingin bahwa komite Komite Eksekutif Percepatan Pembangunan Otonomi Khusus ini mengelola hal-hal yang tentu menjadi agenda-agenda strategis di Papua.
He explained that these acceleration measures include cross-ministerial coordination, policy consolidation at all levels of government, and synergy among the 6 provinces across Papua.
The acceleration steps we are managing require bridges across all sectors, between coordinating ministries, technical ministries, and the 6 provinces in Papua. This institution operates directly under the President's supervision.
He added that the committee will also focus on social and cultural aspects, including sports, gender equality, and creative economy development. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister for Foreign Affairs Sugiono received an official visit from Dutch Foreign Minister David van Wiel in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, both ministers discussed various strategic issues to strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and the Netherlands, including cooperation in the fields of economy, food security, and maritime affairs.
In the bilateral meeting with Dutch Foreign Minister David van Wiel, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono highlighted the implementation of Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA. He said the partnership will expand market access, attract high-quality and sustainable investment, and ensure fair and balanced trade.
And one key factors of this partnership will be the Indonesia-EU CEPA, that will significantly strengthen our cooperation by broadening market access, attracting high quality and sustainable investment, and ensuring fair and balanced trade.
Responding to this, Dutch Foreign Minister David van Wiel welcomed the progress of economic cooperation between the 2 countries. He reaffirmed the Netherlands' commitment to continue supporting sustainable and inclusive growth while strengthening trade and investment ties with Indonesia.
And we're eager to continue supporting sustainable, inclusive growth. There are countless opportunities ahead, and seizing them is a shared priority. President Prabowo's visit to the Netherlands, his first visit to an EU member state following the conclusions of the CEPA negotiations, underlines his shared commitment. It sent a clear message to businesses in both our countries that mutual trade and investments are more important than ever.
Both countries also agreed to enhance collaboration in future technology sector to position Indonesia as a global center for innovation and talent. On international issues, Indonesia and the Netherlands expressed aligned position in supporting a two-state solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict and emphasized the importance of ending the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is increasingly serious about promoting the music ecosystem as an important part of the nation's culture and strength. This statement was made by Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon at a 2025 Indonesian Music Conference in Jakarta on Wednesday. The full report is presented by Kiki Novitasari Purba.
Indonesian's Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, expressed his commitment to developing music as an important part of the nation's identity and strength.
Dan musik ini menjadi nafas yang mengikat.
And this music became the breath that bound the nation together because it is through music and culture that we see this as part of the binding power of the nation or its unifying force. And during the development period, music also served as a unifying force, an educator, and even an economic driver.
Dan dalam masa pembangunan musik juga hadir sebagai kekuatan pemersatu, pendidik, bahkan penggerak ekonomi.
In addition, Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon also conveyed the importance of making Indonesian's music a global cultural force.
Kita berharap juga dari para musisi Indonesia.
We also hope that Indonesian musicians in collaboration with the Ministry of Culture and a number of other institutions can make Indonesia and Indonesian music become Indonesian waves, just like in other countries, and this is an important part of soft power.
Menjadi gelombang Indonesia juga, seperti halnya juga di negara-negara lain, dan inilah bagian soft power yang penting.
Fadli Zon hopes the Indonesian music can be a global to strengthen Indonesia's cultural position on the international stage. Kiki Novitasari Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
In commemoration of World Sight Day on October 9, Indonesia is committed to overcoming the high rates of visual impairment and blindness in the country. This is outlined in the collaborative action for the implementation of the roadmap for vision health events at Cicendo Eye Hospital in Bandung, West Java on Thursday.
In commemoration of World Sight Day on October 9th, Indonesia is committed to overcome the high rates of visual impairment and blindness in the country. Today's commemoration event serves as a platform for launching the national strategy through the 2030 roadmap and Indonesia's plan for active participation in WHO Global Specs 2030. This is as outlined in the collaborative action for the implementation of the roadmap for vision health efforts event held at Cicendo Eye Hospital in Bandung on Thursday. Active participation in the WHO Global Specs 2030 initiative demonstrates Indonesia's efforts to improve access to eye care services and make them more affordable. Anita Nur Fajar Asri from the West Java Provincial Health Office affirmed the Indonesian government's commitment to addressing refractive errors.
The momentum of World Sight Day 2025 also marks the Indonesian government's commitment to participate in the global initiative to combat refractive errors, namely SPECS 2030, which vision is for everyone in Indonesia to have the same opportunity to see clearly and live a quality life.
Memiliki kesempatan yang sama untuk melihat jelas dan menjalani hidup yang berkualitas.
The main strength in implementing the plan lies in a coordinated collaboration model involving various stakeholders, ranging from the Ministry of Health, health offices, and WHO. Team Lead Healthier Population and NCD WHO Country Office Indonesia, Dr. Lubna Bhatti, said that a pair of glasses can change the lives of people with visual impairments, but access remains a challenge in Indonesia.
Indonesia was one of the countries which actually led the resolution for better vision and eye care in the WHO World Health Assembly, and now they're leading the way.
The WHO and Indonesia have set ambitious targets to be achieved through SPECS 2030, namely a 40% increase in effective refractive correction coverage and a 30% increase in cataract surgery coverage by 2030. Dikadiat Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Banua State Senior High School in South Kalimantan has been officially designated as a Garuda Transformation School under the Fast Track Best Results Program initiated by President Prabowo Subianto on Wednesday. It was part of the government's efforts to expand access to quality education across the country. Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy, Teuku Rifki Harsyah, said The program is a concrete step to improve human resource quality through science and technology-based education.
Skill mereka terkait dengan sains dan teknologi ini juga semakin baik.
Their skills related to science and technology are improving, which increases their chances of entering national and especially international universities. As the country develops and prospers, more people will gain a better understanding of education related to science and technology.
Pemahaman pendidikan terkait sains dan teknologi ini juga semakin banyak.
Meanwhile, head of the South Kalimantan Education and Culture Office, Galuh Tantri Narindra, said the establishment of the school will help high-achieving students prepare to compete at a global level.
Through the Garuda School, we prepare students who have strong interest and achievement. We believe they are ready in terms of performance and academic results. Here, we will continue to guide them so that all of them can grow and succeed.
According to data from the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology, by 2025, there are already 12 Garuda Transformation Schools and 4 new Garuda Schools, from a target of 100 schools to be built by 2029. Islamic boarding schools in Indonesia are pushed to support national food security and strategic government programs, including providing food for Hajj pilgrims. This was conveyed at a business forum held in Jakarta.
Islamic boarding schools in Indonesia are pushed to support national food security and strategic government programs, including providing food for Hajj pilgrims. This was conveyed at a business forum held in Jakarta on Thursday. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan, who was present as the keynote speaker, revealed the potential of Islamic boarding schools in meeting the food need of 220 million Indonesian Hajj pilgrims.
Tidak hanya haji berangkat haji.
Not only do pilgrims go on the Hajj, but the Hajj comes with a food package, so they don't buy food in Saudi Arabia anymore. But everything comes from Indonesia. So the price of the Hajj package includes food from us.
Paket haji itu sudah termasuk makanan yang dari kita.
Zulkifli continued by explaining that this empowerment is in line with the government's efforts to achieve food sovereignty and improve farmers' welfare through the Pancasila economy. The Islamic Boarding School Economic and Business Association, or HEBITREN, with more than 100 Islamic boarding schools under the guidance of Bank Indonesia, serve as a center for this program. Senior Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia Destri Damayanti revealed it on the same occasion.
Kita ingin pesantren dan
so, we want Islamic boarding school and the HEBITREN program, which was initiated by Bank Indonesia, to be in line with government's programs.
The forum, which is a collaboration between Bank Indonesia, the Coordinating Ministry for Food Security, and the Ministry of Religious Affairs, is part of a series of events at the 2025 Indonesia Syariah Economic and Finance Festival held from October 8 until 12, 2025. Dikadean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, which continues to strengthen its educational role in coastal areas through weather literacy and maritime observation system. The full report was presented by Kiki Novitasari Purba.
The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency continue to strengthen its educational role in coastal areas through weather literacy and maritime observation system. This step is part of effort to maintain the safety of coastal communities while supporting food security from the marine sector. This was conveyed by Director of Maritime Meteorology Eko Prasetyo at the ISOI 21 Annual Scientific Meeting on Thursday.
Di antaranya adalah
among
kita
other
juga
things,
memberikan,
we also provide literacy,
literacy
on how coastal communities can withstand
itu
potential
tahan
threats from coastal hazard, including threats from coastal flooding or ROVs. We teach this there, such as how to identify the signs and, of course, what preparations must be made as each environment is different.
Through various activities, the agency strives to improve the preparedness of coastal communities in facing extreme weather changes.
Diharapkan,
we hope that in our final report, there will be two recommendations, namely that we must strengthen collaboration for maritime food security, where all parties must work together to maintain and assist in strengthening the maritime observation system.
He emphasized that cross-sector collaborations and increased weather literacy in coastal area are key to strengthening Indonesia's maritime food security amid the challenge of climate change. Kiki Novitasari Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that's the end of the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
This traditional snack will definitely blow your mind. Burayot. The name itself comes from a Sundanese word, ngaburayot, which means hanging, because the snack is really hung during the cooking process. Made from rice flour, palm sugar, and water. These ingredients are mixed until they become a dough. The dough were shaped into a small ball. Then, they were flattened and fried in very hot oil. This process makes the flattened dough rises and become a hollow ball that floating on the oil. Quickly, take the hollow ball and hang it on a wooden stick. Then, it becomes the burayot. Slightly sweet, with a little bit of crunch and chewy texture. This is gonna be the best companion for your tea or coffee.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Biarkan mu senang bila berat melupakan.
When you visit Magetan Regency in East Java, Sarangan Lake is a must-visit destination. In the area, there is the Gianyangit Tourist Village, which has become a new icon of tourism in Magetan. The village offers stunning natural views of Magetan. After exploring and visiting various interesting tourist spots in Magetan, don't forget to buy some local souvenirs before you leave. One of them is Jerangking. Jerangking is a traditional snack from Magetan known for its savory and crispy taste. Jerangking is made from simple ingredients: glutinous rice, grated coconut, salt, and tapioca flour. The process begins by mixing all the ingredients and then cutting them into thin squares. These pieces are then dried in the sun. After that, jerangking is grilled over charcoal until it is dry and turned brownish. Jerangking has a crispy texture with a savory flavor. The snack is perfect to enjoy with coffee or hot sweet tea. If you're interested in buying jerangking, you can find it at souvenir shops or traditional markets in Magetan. It's relatively affordable, priced at about 20,000 to 25,000 rupiah, or about 1.3 to 1.6 US dollar per package.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, wherever you are, we meet again in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you to Indonesian's vocabulary and guides you to use it properly. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and Language Development and Fostering Agency, Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Our topic today is
Di Bima,
which means in Bima. You will hear a monologue titled
Memukulkan Tongkat Kayu,
which means hitting wooden stick. This monologue is performed by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, while recording the Kareku Kande or Pounding Rice Seeds competitions at the Rimpu Mantika Festival, Bima City, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Chris describes the rhythm created from the sound of the tools used. Let's listen to the monologue.
Saat ini, saya sedang menonton lomba Kareku Kande atau lomba menembuk pada lesung dalam sebuah festival budaya. Dari sini terdengar suara peralatan yang berirama. Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
After listening to the monologue, we will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's topic.
Memukulkan tongkat kayu.
Meaning, hitting wooden stick. We will pronounce them slowly. You can repeat them after us.
Peserta.
Which means participant.
Memukulkan.
Which means to hit with.
Tongkat kayu.
Which means wooden stick.
Lesung.
Which means mortar.
Wadah kayu.
Which means wooden container.
Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
Which means the participants hit the wooden stick against the mortar or wooden container.
Menonton.
Which means to watch.
Lomba.
Which means competitions. In the monologue, you hear the phrase,
para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu. Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
Which means the participants hit the wooden stick against the mortar or wooden container. In this phrase, there is the expression,
Memukulkan tongkat kayu,
which means hitting with a wooden stick, which means making the wooden stick a tool for hitting. In the context of the sentence, Chris describes the participants of the competition who are hitting the wooden stick against the wooden container. Now, another example. Let's listen to an example of using affixed words that means using something as a tool in other sentences.
Mengikatkan.
Which means to tie with.
Nelayan mengikatkan tali besar di ujung kapalnya.
Which means the fisherman ties a big rope to the end of his boat.
Membalutkan.
Which means to wrap with.
Saya membalutkan perban di kakinya.
Which means I wrap the bandage on his leg. Kareku Kande, or Pounding Rice Seeds, is a unique tradition of the people of Bima City, West Nusa Tenggara Province, that has been around since ancient time. This activity is usually performed by women. The activity of pounding rice creates a rhythmic sound. Kareku Kande was registered by the Indonesian government as an intangible cultural heritage of Indonesia in 2017. Before we end today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more clarity, let's listen to the monologue one more time.
Saat ini, saya sedang menonton Lomba Kareku Kande, atau Lomba Menembuk Pada Lesung dalam sebuah festival budaya. Dari sini terdengar suara peralatan yang berirama. Para peserta memukulkan tongkat kayu ke lesung atau wadah kayu.
Well, listeners, that was this episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation titled
Memukulkan Tongkat Kayu. Memukulkan Tongkat Kayu,
which means hitting wooden stick. We hope this edition is helpful for those of you who want to learn more about Bahasa Indonesia. We will meet again with different topic. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention and see you next time.
Sampai jumpa.
Percaya, namun ternyata tak ada beda. Kau anggap mudah yang menurutku salah, hingga aku menyangka diri ini bagaikan tak berarti di matamu. Bila kau malam gelap, aku bintangmu. Kuterangi dirimu dengan cintaku, agar kau bisa mencintai cinta dan menyayangi cinta setulus kau menyayangi dirimu, kekasihku. Jangan benci bilang cinta, jangan marah bilang sayang, jangan mendustai hati bila engkau memang suka. Jangan kau merasa jauh bila kau dekat denganku. Jangan kau menganggap cinta mudah datang, mudah pergi. Dududum dadada, dududum dadada, dududum dadada. Bila kau malam gelap, aku bintangmu. Terangi dirimu dengan cintaku, agar kau bisa mencintai cinta dan menyayangi cinta setulus kau menyayangi dirimu, kekasihku. Jangan benci bilang cinta, jangan marah bilang sayang, jangan mendustai hati bila engkau memang suka. Jangan kau merasa jauh bila kau dekat denganku. Jangan kau menganggap cinta mudah datang, mudah pergi. Datang, mudah pergi, yeah.
Hello listener, today I will discuss a song by Chrisye. Christian Rahadi, better known as Chrisye, was an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Besides creating hit songs, Chrisye also covered popular songs. One of them is a song created by Obi Mesah in 1986 titled Kisah-kisah di Sekolah, or translated as Love Life at School. The song was released in 2002 and became the soundtrack for the soap opera of the same name. The song tells the story of romantic life during school, particularly the love story that grows between two students and creates many sweet memories. Listener, here is Kisah Kasih di Sekolah by Chrisye. Happy listen!
Dan gelisah menunggu di sini di sudut sekolah tempat yang kau janjikan ingin jumpa denganku walau mencuri waktu berdusta pada guru malu aku malu ada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga seakan penutannya sedang apa di sini menanti pacar jawabku sungguh aneh tapi nyata takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah si dia tiada masa paling indah masa-masa di sekolah tiada kisah paling indah kisah kasih di sekolah malu aku malu pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga seakan penutannya sedang apa di sini menanti pacar jawabku sungguh aneh tapi nyata takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia tiada masa paling indah masa-masa di sekolah tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah.
kasih di sekolah.